Hello, everyone. Here on Mid-America Sports, we once again open the Farmers Market to talk about Charleston Blue Jay basketball. I'm Alvin Washington. On the line with me, Hall of Fame coach from the Charleston Blue Jays, Denny Former. Coach, welcome back. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Alvin.
The Blue Jays come off of the Holiday Tournament Championship with a short week, and wouldn't you know it, they're right back in the fire taking on the Sykeston Bulldogs at the very same spot that they knock them off for the SEMO Conference Tournament Championship. This time around, they're successful once again. This time it's a 57-48 victory at the Sykeston Fieldhouse. What was the difference this time around in knocking off Sykeston in the conference game as opposed to the conference tournament game?
Well, this time around, Alvin, we have improved defensively so much it became more of a defensive game this time around. You know, we were able to shut Sykeston guards down. You know, the guards do a lot of scoring, and we completely shut the guards down, and it was a low-scoring game. We didn't play the great offensive game. We didn't play a very good offensive game ourselves, but we played such great defense that it doesn't matter as long as you outscore your opponent. You know, we failed. Going back to the Christmas tournament, that we played three of the better teams in our area, and we played great defensive games against them, you know. And we played it when we needed to play great defensive games because we went on the way we normally on offensively. So, we're pleased with that because we consider ourselves a defensive team anyway.
You know, the interesting thing about the sequence is having seen Sykeston this past Saturday at the Tiger Shootout and them go toe-to-toe with a probably similar style team in the Imagine Prep of St. Louis. They held them off by almost an identical margin, but a bit more points. They scored 69 this past Saturday as opposed to the 48 on Friday night that you held them to. And that is a season low, I understand, that Sykeston has scored. So having to stay away from the SEMO Conference kind of helped your opponent a little bit.
Yes, it does. You know, it's going to help. It's going to help. You're right about that, Alvin.
Greg Tucker, continuing his hot start in the senior season. Everybody's talking about Tucker time, the way he's able to come up down the stretch. However, that supporting cast that he has in the starting five, especially the likes of Ryan Parham, Aaron Cassell, Krushon Scott, they really do a great job of taking the pressure off of him in situations like the game at Sykeston.
That's right. We know on in every game that everybody's plan is going to be to stop Greg Tucker. Let's stop Greg Tucker. You know, a lot of times they think it's just the Greg Tucker team, you know, just a one-dimensional team or two-dimensional. Sometimes they mention Ryan Parham. But we have